Welcome, books, beauty, and business peeps. I have to come up with a better phrase for my tribe. So today's topic, really fast, it's not going to take a long time, I promise, is just mind games. So I've been doing some research and I've been talking with some people just about what holds them back from getting to the next level. And a lot of this time, it's just in our head, right? So that one goal that you have, so this year we probably made a couple goals. We talked about goal setting, we created vision boards, we're all working, you know, to get there. But probably there's one goal that kind of surfaced and you're really focused on that. Like that's your thing. You're going to do that this year. Whether it's, you know, getting a handle on your finances, getting yourself in shape, landing that new job, whatever it is, writing a book, whatever. So the first thing you want to do is learn as much as you can. There is no reason with YouTube today that you can't really get some good insight. You can start reading books. You can start asking people about it. And what you want to do is you want to tell someone. You want to tell whomever about your big goal, whether it's, girlfriends, friends, whoever will listen to you. Because as soon as that comes out of your mouth and you share that, you are now manifesting, right? Your law of attraction. You're thinking about it, now you're talking about it, you're going to take actions to get there. So just know that tell someone, that's really the first step, because that person may just hold you more accountable than you would even hold yourself accountable. You know, like that person that says, hey, I'm going to meet you at the gym in the morning. You're like, oh man, I'm going to be there now because someone's counting on me, right? Sometimes when you talk about it, you hold, and someone else asking and having that accountability makes you even more accountable. It's amazing how that works. And the next thing is get out of your head, girl, guy, get out of your head. Whomever is out there doing something similar to you or in the same industry, nobody's doing it quite like you. You are uniquely you. And so you can take that and you can run with that. And encourage others. Encouragement and loving to see people successful and winning is going to do nothing but help you in the long run. Any negativity you're holding on to is just going to hold you down anyway. So empower others to be successful and build them up and encourage them. And then the last thing is take those baby steps. Really create the plan of action, right? Because as soon as you get in your head, you think about it, now you got to talk about it. Now you got to take those baby steps. So it's just like anything, even working on the next degree that you want to get, right? Just taking that even one class a semester, reading that one book, talking to somebody about it, get up and get started. James Clear wrote a book called Atomic Habits. I fully recommend it. But he talks about getting up, you know, you want to run a marathon. You don't just jump up one day and start running a marathon. You just jump up one day and put your tennis shoes on, right? And maybe the next day you jump up and you put your tennis shoes on and then you tie them up. So maybe that's where you're at. But each day, just keep making little baby steps and eventually you will get there. So I hope you meet your goals this year. I hope you meet all of your goals and you're super successful, and I'd love to hear about them. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope this was encouraging. Now get up and go do. Talk to you soon. Bye.